EM Sports Talk back with another episode. I'm back and I'm better and I'm ready to talk about all the sports that's going on, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and also if you like soccer, I'm not going to talk about that though. Big day, a lot went on in sports, I can tell you that. And also the main topics today, okay? I woke up angry as a Caps fan this morning. I woke up angry as a Nets fan this morning. Both of my teams lost. And also, I'm going to talk about how the Raptors and the Trailblazers are two teams that people should look out for in the playoffs, especially Portland against the Lakers if they get in as the eighth seed. Right now, they're in there. They need to win, I believe, Friday to, like, clinch the eighth seed. So it's going to be really interesting to see that game Friday. So, a lot to talk about. Also, we're going to cover the first episode of the Hard Knocks. We're behind the scenes for training camps. And I was also looking at a bunch of different teams recording people, the players coming back for training camps. Weird, man. Coronavirus really taking a toll on sports. But we're going to talk about Hard Knocks as well. EM Sports episode 16. Roll the music.
Chicks in New York, that means one in each borough. I'm in the pocket like Burrow. When I'm back home, no, they treat me like Robert De Niro. Took her to talk about butter a churro. Took her home. Now I got a 1 euro. Zeros on zeros on zeros. That's what my bank account balance say. I got a check from a shoe company. Now I do anything a New Balance say. I bought her a plane to get out of state. I got me a shorty from Runaway. Said I'm in town today. She said she coming over and she down to stay. I got a hit. She been playing it. So when she pull up on me, I know it's.
EM Sports Talk back with another episode 16. Today is Wednesday, August 13th. Ooh, we're back, man. Good to be back. And also, it's a rainy day here in Washington, D.C. this morning. Just a bad day if you're sad because it's pouring here this morning. But we're back. And I'm getting right to it because yesterday afternoon, my night was ruined because the Capitals are the most chokeful team in the playoffs, all right? They choked against they choke every year in the playoffs, it seemed like. Yeah, they won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago. They almost choked that. But last year against Carolina, as a Caps fan, it painful to watch that series, blowing a 3-1 lead. And then last night, we up 2-1 in the third period. We give up 3 goals to the Islanders, who don't even score. They only average 2.7 goals throughout the season, a game. And we gave up 4 of them, 3 of them in the third period. And Hopi just looked like shit. The team looked like shit. I was talking so much trash to one of my best friends, an Islanders fan. So much trash. And I felt pretty good. It was 2-1. It was a great defensive game until the third period. We looked like complete trash in the third period. And it pains me to watch that game as a Caps fan because every year they try to put heartbreak on us as Caps fans. Yes, we won the Stanley Cup, but other years, the previous years, we couldn't beat the Islanders, Penguins, or the Rangers. That's how it is pretty much. Well, 1 year we lost to Montreal, but that's the three teams that pretty much puts us out the play. I cannot take another first round exit to the Islanders. I'm sorry. And we look like complete terrible shit in the return to play when the first two seeding games, we looked like shit. We went 1-2 in the seeding games. It's going to take, I think, honestly, Ovechkin has to get going, okay? And I watched and I looked. I learned that Ovechkin does not look the same after the restart. 48 goals before the restart. He had one against the, Boston? I don't know if it was Boston or was it Philly. But Ovechkin has to get going, okay? He has to get going. We need Ovechkin to score at least a hat trick. And hope he has to play shut down hockey like he did a couple years ago in the playoffs when we won the Stanley Cup. It's going to be very important for Ovi and Hopi to play lights out. And we got to get Backstrom back healthy. And we got to get Lars Eller back. Believe it or not, Lars Eller was the hero of Game 6. was it? Yeah, game six. Game six in Vegas. We need those guys back. We need full strength for the Capitals to be a machine because, like I said all year, I think the Caps have the team to repeat. I mean, not repeat, but win the Stanley Cup. It's going to take some effort, okay? It's going to take some really good effort from players that don't really, you know, people really don't know about. But I feel like with that young core and also with Kovalchuk, Backstrom, John Carlson, Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, the veterans, we know they know how to win playoff games. They have to beat the Islanders in the first round. I think Ovechkin's under a lot of pressure because, look here, Hopi's on a contract year. In the summer, he's a free agent. Well, in the fall for hockey, he's a free agent. Also, Backstrom is upcoming unrestricted free agent. They have to win now or this team is going to get cut and split up. I really would hate to see us. Samsonov is a good backup goaltender, but I don't think he's ready yet. You know, we drafted him a couple years ago. Samsonov struggled this season. And also, the Halak and them guys, the Islanders goaltenders are lights out. Hope he gives out about 3 goals per game. They only give up, Halak gives up 2. The backup give us about 2. And they have to rely on Hopi to bring us home this year. Ovechkin needs help. He can't be the only one out there scoring. Oshie went crazy last night. 2 goals. Oshie isn't known as a playoff hero, but he went crazy last night. We need Ovechkin to step up big time. And also John Carlson. And we need Backstrom. And Hopi. 4 guys to step up big time. And also we need Kuznetsov to deliver something too, okay? The Caps, you know, every year it brings heartbreak sometimes in the playoffs. Just being a Caps fan is not easy because we had some terrible losses in our franchise history in the playoffs. And we choke a lot of series. 3-1 leads, we choke them. And people are like, oh, you're reacting, it's only one game. We look terrible. And if we're going to play like how we play in the third period in a close game for the rest of the series, we might as well leave Toronto right now and come back home because we looked bad last night in the third period. Hopi, when he tried to clear the puck, and this one, before they went up, it was 2-2, third period. Hopi tried to clear the puck. It's like he hesitated it. Ovechkin didn't know what the hell he was going to do with it. Barzal intercepted it, passed it easy to the slot. A goal, 3-2, we blew a 2-0 lead. We have to do better in clutch moments if we want to win another Stanley Cup, okay? You know, it's just a little bit of outrage to start the show, but the Caps have to improve their defense in clutch moments. That was terrible last night. I almost threw up my lunch watching that performance in the third period. We have to get better in the third period if we want to beat the Islanders. The Islanders are a sneaky team. We got double-digit more wins than them this year, but the Islanders snuck in there for a reason. They're a good team, underrated team, you know, but I feel like if we get our stuff together, we can pound the Islanders easily. We can win this series 4-1, okay? Shout-out to Caputo because me and him went back and forth over this. Oh, I say Anders Lee suck all the time because I hate the Islanders. I cannot stand the Islanders. I can't stand Pittsburgh. But Caps have to get better as a unit, okay? So moving on now to the NBA, okay? The NBA, man, just those games have been really interesting to watch. And, before that, okay, I'm a little all over the place. But I want to talk about that Columbus and Tampa Bay game. 5 overtimes. I mean, these bubble games have been really good to watch, basketball and hockey. It's been really entertaining, and it's sad that the MLB started their season off as a shit show. But it's really, really, really good to watch because the NHL and NBA games have been really competitive, especially that Tampa Bay and Columbus game. 5 overtimes, final score 3-2. His name's on the tip of my tongue, the young center, Braden Point, for Tampa Bay, scores a clutch goal. Man, pitcher skating on ice for, for what, 8 periods of just skating raw. Oh, man, that would have sucked. Your legs are dead tired. But that was a really great game, defensive game to watch. Really good game to watch. And that's what the NHL playoffs always is like that. Good, entertaining hockey. Also, that's going to be really interesting to see how that, because you never know with these, with a season like this, you never know who can win the championship, okay? You never know. An AFC might play in the Stanley Cup Finals and win it all this year. You never know, okay? And also, people are sleeping. Back to the NBA. I'm jumping right into it because I'm saying this now. The Los Angeles Lakers would lose in the first round. I said, oh, I might have picked them a couple episodes back to go to the finals and to the conference finals. But Damian Lillard, okay, this is why I say Portland's a team to look out for. If Damian Lillard keep playing like an MVP, he's averaging 29.9 points per game. You can round it up to 30 this season. Damian Lillard is playing on another level this year. And I can't name a point guard on the Lakers that will be able to stop him. LeBron James is going to have trouble if they put him on him to guard him. Especially if Danny Green get put on Damian Lillard, good night for the Lakers. Rondo coming back, but Rondo isn't the defender he used to be in Boston. Even when he was with Dallas, he's not the same. Okay? I can't name a guy that can guard Damian Lillard on the Lakers. Was he going to put Anthony Davis out there? It's not going to work. Because you got McCollum and you got Melo. Those guys, the Blazers, was slept on. Nurkic is healthy. I feel like this team is built now to run with the Lakers. And then I feel like Lakers would have ran through Memphis easily. But I feel like this is the matchup we want to see in a first-round playoffs. Damian Lillard versus LeBron James. It's going to be a lot of high-scoring games because Damian Lillard is going to get his. McCollum is really good in the playoffs. Melo is Melo, okay? LeBron's going to get his. AD's going to get his, okay? But another thing that's going to ruin the Lakers is Kuzma. He's getting way too cocky. He hit that game winner against Denver. He's talking about I can start on any other team and all this. Kyle Kuzma, relax. You ain't built like that, brother, okay? We really need to see. This is going to be really must-watch basketball, but honestly, for all you Lakers fans out there, I think this is the end of the run. It was great that y'all back in the playoffs, but I think Dame Lillard wants it more, okay? Hey, I might be wrong, but I feel like the Trailblazers can give the Lakers a run for their money and win the series in Game 7. I think it's going to go 7. It's going to be really competitive, but I really do believe, okay, that Damian Lillard and the Portland Trailblazers are going to advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs out of the West. The Lakers, I mean, that would be really heartbreaking. And then that opens up another scenario. What if Anthony Davis decides, I can't do it. I can't put the team on my back, me and LeBron. And he leaves and goes to a team like Dallas, who has the cap space to sign him. Okay? Boston. Or he might go home and say, hey, if I'm going to carry, I'm going to carry some young guys. Like, go back home to Chicago. A really good roster built there. They just haven't had the leader. I really believe that can affect Anthony Davis' free agent decision. He hasn't signed an extension yet. So it's going to be really interesting to see if the Lakers can hold off the Trailblazers. Because if they can't, whew, that's going to open up a whole new ball game. Whole new ball game. And then we might see Dame take them and get his revenge on the Clippers. Oh, man, that's going to be a really great series if that happens, okay? And reminding people to forget, this is pretty much the same Trailblazers team who went to the conference finals last year, blew the lead against the Warriors, all right? Pretty well much could have been in the finals. But that's a really interesting scenario that I'm calling out. I say Trailblazers winning 7 over the Lakers. Okay, take, you know, stop, pause the episode if you have to, and like, hold up, what did he just say? Dame Lillard is a different breed. That boy is dangerous. 61, okay, the other night against Dallas. This kid is for real. Dame Dallas. And I tweeted last night, I was like, you cannot sit there and disrespect Damian Lillard. I said, yeah, you know, honestly, F, you know, fuck Paul George. He's, Paul George cannot, I'm not trying to curse, but it makes me angry that Paul George and Patrick Beverley, out of all guys, Patrick Beverley, okay, are clowning Damian Lillard for missing two free throws. It was clutch free throws, you're right. But this guy made so many shots, clutch shots in his career. Give the guy some respect. Okay? He's a superstar, not just a star. He's a superstar in this league. And Damian Lillard is a great player. And you can ask the Clippers, we'd rather have Damian Lillard or Paul George? Come on. Paul George, you're a great player, but you're not Damian Lillard, brother. All right? That's a team to look out for, in my opinion, is Portland. I didn't really look at Portland in the beginning of the year because I had some uncertainties with Nurk is coming back from a broken leg, and I was like, I don't know. But then when they got Melo, I was like, oh, no. They up to something. Look out for them. All right? And they had a rough start to the season, injuries and all that, and traded Trevor Ariza. Interesting story for Portland, okay? And another team going to the Eastern Conference, I think you people should look out for, is the Raptors. I wouldn't be shocked if we the North, as that's to say, comes out of the East this year. That team chemistry is probably the best team chemistry in the NBA. They have number one defensive unit in the NBA. Yeah, we got smoked against Boston the other night. But I think this team is built. And people say, oh, I was kind of worried myself without Kawhi Leonard. But when we started the season, I was like, hold up. We have the pieces. Siakam did his thing. Kyle Lowry is balling, mind you, in the Orlando on another level. You got Kyle Lowry balling out of control. Van Vliet, Siakam. Then you got Gasol and Ibaka doing what they got to do. Matt Thomas. People are like, who the hell is Matt Thomas? Rookie. This guy, the other night against Milwaukee, oh my God. This guy can be a big piece too because he can really shoot. He got us back in the game last night against Philly. And we won. So I don't want to hear, oh, the Raptors don't have Kawhi. They're not getting out of the East this year. No, blah, blah. We're going to get out of the East, if you like it or not. That team just so defensive. They only allow 100 points per game in the bubble. Yeah, we allow 122 and 113 or 121 to Philly last night in Boston. But the Raptors' defense is so good. We're going to destroy Brooklyn in the first round. I don't even think Brooklyn should win a game. They got a bunch of nobodies on that team. Everybody, half their roster opted out of the return. So it's going to be really interesting, you know, to see what happens with us. But I really think the Raptors could come out the Eastern Conference and get back to the finals. I wouldn't be shocked. And I think a lot of people who really know basketball wouldn't be shocked either. People saying Giannis, the Bucks. Oh, Giannis been losing his cool lately. He's tired of carrying. Oh, what about what about Philly? No Ben Simmons. And Joel Embiid's injury prone. He can't stay healthy. He plays like a little kid sometimes. Okay? And then they're going to say, oh, what about the other kid? The other team? T.J. Warren and the Pacers? Nope, not going to happen. We're going to smoke the Pacers, okay? The Magic suck. They snuck in there, okay. But I'm telling you, the Raptors are really good. And I've been warning people all year, yeah, it hurt losing Kawhi last year, but the Raptors are bound to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals and possibly the NBA Finals. I wouldn't be shocked. Put it on Siakam. Kyle Lowry signed an extension. He's getting paid $33 million guaranteed next season. I think these next 2 years is very important for us because Siakam is signed long term, and a lot of guys on that roster isn't. This year is big because Van Vliet's a free agent coming up, which I doubt he leaves. I think we're gonna pay him what he deserves, and I think the Raptors are starting to make their market more broad to other free agents. So, a big playoff run this year for the Raptors. I wouldn't be surprised if we can get a big free agent in the next year after we pay Van Vliet. I think we got to let Gasol go. I think it's time for him to go. But I wouldn't be shocked. I'm getting out of talking, but I think the Raptors can win. And it's going to be tough because we got to, most likely in the second round, we're either going to play Boston or Philly. That's not going to be easy. That's not going to be easy at all because Boston and Philly is really good teams, right? But losing Ben Simmons for Philly is not good, and Boston is inconsistent in the playoffs. All right? And it's going to kill a couple of my friends as Boston fans to hear this, but it's true. Boston is really inconsistent in the playoffs. They couldn't beat Giannis. They couldn't be Giannis. They couldn't be no one. So, really interesting to see what's going to happen in the playoffs for the Raptors. I think the Raptors and the Trailblazers, mark my words, are two teams that's very interesting to watch that should make big playoff runs this year. We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. And EM Sports Talk, we'll be back. When we get back, we're going to talk about what's going on in MLB. Okay, a lot of stuff happening there. We're going to talk about Hard Knocks as well. And we're going to do a segment on the AFC North. Will they stay or will they go? We're going to project each team's record in the AFC North. We're going to do every division, but this episode we're starting off with the AFC North. If you don't know, the Bengals, Browns, Steelers, and Ravens. And some expectations from certain players on those teams. When we get back, EM Sports Talk, we'll be right back. EM Sports Talk back, and we're going to jump right back into it because the MLB has been really entertaining to watch. The media jazzed it up and hyped it up after the Marlins and the Cardinals had the positive test for coronavirus. But, man, it's been really interesting to watch. A lot of teams this year have been good, and no one expected to be good. The Cubs are 13-3. The Rockies are raking right now. Charlie Blackmon leads the league in batting average. The Nats suck. It hurts my feelings saying that because watching that game against the Mets, we go up 3-0 in the first inning, and then they smoke us. I mean, we just need help in D.C. badly, you know. So, you know, the Nats and baseball is back, so I'm just happy baseball is back. A lot is going on there. Honestly, watching the Nationals these last first couple games, the pitching staff is terrible. We look out of sync. We have to get going or we won't make the playoffs this year. I want us to repeat as much as anyone else. But the Nats have to play better. Okay? And also, interesting to watch. I thought the MLB, what is it, 0.1% have tested positive. So I think they're doing really well keeping the clubhouses and things like that safe. Because the Marlins almost got the season canceled, you know. And we're going to talk about, now we're going to talk back football. And I watch Hard Knocks Tuesday night. And, you know, baseball was a quick seven. But Hard Knocks Tuesday night was really interesting to watch because it wasn't really a lot of action yet. It was just behind the scenes, really, of the first week and first 2 weeks, they say, is walkthroughs and testing, right? And it's kind of interesting because watching Hard Knocks was like, wow, the NFL can be one player away from the season being canceled because they do more traveling than any sport pretty much. You're going to L.A. from Boston and stuff like that. It's really interesting to see how this season is going to fold because colleges are already folding. A lot of them college teams doesn't want to play this year, like conferences. You need football this fall. And, you know, I would hate to see Barrow's rookie season get canceled. So I think we're going to see football, but Hard Knocks was very interesting to watch. It was very strange, but I think Hard Knocks this year is going to be way more interesting than the Raiders one. The Raiders one was pretty bad outside of Antonio Brown. No one watched it last year for Derek Carr. They watched it for Antonio Brown, the Antonio Brown drama. If it wasn't for that, that would be the least watched ever episode of Hard Knocks besides the Dolphins. That, oh God, the Dolphins one was terrible. So I think, honestly, we have to see what's going to happen with football. And before we go, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the AFC North this for a little bit, because I think that's the most competitive division in football besides what the Seahawks, Rams, and Cardinals are going to be in a couple years. And I mean, but I really think this division is going to be really tough for the next couple years. Cleveland and Baltimore, well, Cleveland, Baltimore, Pittsburgh defenses are loaded in the AFC North. The Bengals defense is underrated. They got some big improvements, all right? But when I get to these records, a lot of people are going to be heartbroken, and I mean, but it's all opinion, but also based off what I've seen this offseason, right? So let's get right into it. We're going to start from the bottom, all right? And I'm going to give a floor and a ceiling for the Bengals. All right, for every team in AFC North, but I'm going to give you my projection, right? My projection, the Bengals go 6-10, okay? And people are like, whoa, you're going to give them 6 wins after coming off a 2-14 season? We was in a lot of ball games last year, okay? A lot of ball games, the Bengals, we were in it. We just didn't know how to finish, all right? So Cincinnati, 6-10. This is going to hurt a lot of people's feelings, all right? It's not being biased to Pittsburgh, because everybody know I fucking cannot stand Pittsburgh in any sport. I got the Steelers going 7-9, all right? Didn't make any real adjustments to their offense. They got Claypool in the draft. I don't think that's enough. Big Ben, they don't even have a true number one receiver in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh defense held them in a lot of games last year, but some teams the defense held got much better on offense. So I think Pittsburgh go to 7-9 this year. And this is going to be Mike Tomlin's first losing season as the head coach of the Steelers. Mark my word, it's going to suck as a Steelers fan this season for the Steelers. I think they go 7-9 this year. All right? For the first two, the floor for Cincinnati, 6-10. I mean, the ceiling and the floor is 3-13. It can go either way for the Bengals with a couple of those games. And it's going to start with the Chargers week one. That game could go either way. All right? And also, with Pittsburgh, I got floor 7-9 and the ceiling 10-6. Sneaking in the playoffs in the AFC, it's going to be really hard. AFC is a really hard conference this year. Well, division, if you want a conference, whatever. You know, it's really tough this year, okay? And we're going to talk, and now I got Cleveland at 3 going 10-6. That's the projection, okay? They added a lot of pieces to that team. Austin Hooper, Jack Conklin, they got the first-round pick from Bama, Jedrick Wills at tackle. Two tackles, their tackle problem was atrocious. They replaced their tackles right there, okay? Then they go and get, you know, another weapon for Mayfield. They're going to struggle at linebacker because they did lose Joe Schobert, who had 133 tackles last year. And you know, but that defense is still so talented up front. The linebackers can have some pressure off of them because the D-line is so great in Cleveland. All right? There's no excuse for Mayfield this year. 22 touchdowns, 21 interceptions last season. I think Mayfield throws in about the 30 touchdown range this season. Cut his interceptions in half. If he does that, Cleveland's going to be rolling, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? But I think they're a 10-16. They still have pieces missing on that defense. The linebackers, the secondary is good, except for a couple of safety. But the secondary is good. The linebackers need some help. But I got Cleveland as they're going 10-6. That's my projection. And also, that's their ceiling. 10-6. The floors, I got them going 8-8 this year. 8-8. if Mayfield plays like how he played last year, Cleveland's going to be pretty bad. But with new head coach Kevin Stefanski from Minnesota, the offensive coordinator from Minnesota, he can help Mayfield. He had a running back coach coach them last year, and they won 6-10. So, I mean, give them some – I don't know. Cleveland needs to give their franchise quarterback, they say, some help, and that's what they got, and they went and did. 10-6, Cleveland. 7-9, Pittsburgh. 6-10, Cincinnati. And ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore projection for me is 15-1, all right? I think somebody in the division get them, but anything up, Baltimore's going to be rolling. They added Calais Campbell, Malik Harrison in the draft, J.K. Dobbins in the draft, Devin Duvernay in the draft. Just like they still got Mark Ingram coming back, that team is going to be absolutely loaded, ready to go this season. 15-1 for Baltimore. The ceiling, 16-0. They go undefeated. This team is so talented, so good. People shit on Lamar Jackson for not winning that playoff game against the Titans, but this team is back and ready to go. 15-1, the floor, 13-3. Might have some slip-ups on the road, but Baltimore's going to be a really dangerous team this year. Okay? I just can't wait to see what they're going to do to Washington. And I don't think that game's going to be really interesting to see. 56-0, that's where I'm projecting. Okay? But yeah, that's what I think. 15-1 Baltimore, 10-6 Cleveland, 7-9 Pittsburgh, 6-10 Cincinnati, AFC North. Put it in the books. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Episode 15, 16. I lost count. EM Sports Talk, though. Glad talking with you guys. Anything, DM us on Twitter, comment, new episode coming out tomorrow. Okay? Can't wait to talk to you guys. See you guys later, man.